Lesson 6. Daily Activities 2. Part A. Micro-listening. Phonetics. Sound recognition.
Drill 1. You will hear 10 groups of words. Two of the words in each group are the same. Listen carefully and write down the word which is different in the brackets. Example: lid, lid, lead, lead.
1. Sit, sit, seat.
2. Right, light, right.
3. Quiet, quite, quiet.
4. Miss, miss, mess.
5. Fair, fear, fair.
6. Bag, back, back.
7. Slip, sleep, slip.
8. Pen, pen, pain.
9. Ear, hair, here.
10. Leave, leave, live. Drill 2. You will hear 10 sentences. In each sentence there is a word which is similar to another word in sound. The two confusing words are given in the brackets. Listen carefully and underline the word you hear.
1. Hand me the parcel over there.
2. She's very quiet today.
3. It's very thick.
4. I've got a bad pain.
5. Pass Alice the paper, please.
6. Will you help me with the box?
7. Is Paul very bold?
8. Peter is always late.
9. Can you write well?
10. Here's the bill for you.
Part B. Macro listening. Passage. Look at Peter's room. Now listen to the passage.
Peter is in his room. He is sitting on the floor. He is fixing his tape recorder. His radio is on. He's listening to music. But look at Peter's room. What a mess! His cassettes are lying all over the room. 2 cassettes are on the table. 3 are under the table. A big recorder is on the bookshelf. 4 small records are on the bed. 2 books are on the floor. Peter's friend is jumping up and down on his bed. Peter can hear his mother now. She's on the stairs. Where can he put his things? He can put the cassettes and records under his bed. He is cleaning up the mess. Now everything is under the bed. His mother is coming into his room. She is smiling. The room looks very neat.
Exercise 1. Listen to the passage and choose the best answer to each of the following questions.
Peter is in his room. He is sitting on the floor. He is fixing his tape recorder. His radio is on. He's listening to music. But look at Peter's room. What a mess! His cassettes are lying all over the room. Two cassettes are on the table. Three are under the table. A big recorder is on the bookshelf. Four small records are on the bed. Two books are on the floor. Peter's friend is jumping up and down on his bed. Peter can hear his mother now. She's on the stairs. Where can he put his things? He can put the cassettes and records under his bed. He is cleaning up the mess. Now everything is under the bed. His mother is coming into his room. She is smiling. The room looks very neat.
Exercise 2. Listen to the passage again and complete the following with the information you've got from the tape.
Peter is in his room. He is sitting on the floor. He is fixing his tape recorder. His radio is on. He's listening to music. But look at Peter's room. What a mess! His cassettes are lying all over the room. Two cassettes are on the table. Three are under the table. A big recorder is on the bookshelf. Four small records are on the bed. Two books are on the floor. Peter's friend is jumping up and down on his bed. Peter can hear his mother now. She's on the stairs. Where can he put his things? He can put the cassettes and records under his bed. He is cleaning up the mess. Now everything is under the bed. His mother is coming into his room. She is smiling. The room looks very neat.
Dialogue. The telephone is ringing. Now listen to the dialogue.
Dad? Dad?
What is it, Keith? I'm washing the dishes.
Who's making that noise? I'm writing a term paper.
John, what's that noise you're making? Your brother is writing a term paper.
Gee whiz, Dad. I'm building a rocket for school. I'm showing it in science class tomorrow. Well, I'm trying to write my term paper.
Oh, darn it. The phone is ringing. Lisa, Lisa, please answer the telephone. I'm washing the dishes.
What? What?
Please answer the telephone. I'm washing the dishes.
But, Dad, I'm washing my hair.
Mary, Linda, the telephone is ringing. Where are the twins, Mary?
I'm studying. Linda's watching TV.
Linda?
I'm watching the baseball game, Dad.
Well, I'm washing the dishes. So, someone answer the telephone.
Exercise 1. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to each of the following questions.
Dad? Dad?
What is it, Keith? I'm washing the dishes.
Who's making that noise? I'm writing a term paper.
John, what's that noise you're making? Your brother is writing a term paper.
Gee whiz, Dad. I'm building a rocket for school. I'm showing it in science class tomorrow. Well, I'm trying to write my term paper.
Oh, darn. The phone is ringing. Lisa, Lisa, please answer the telephone. I'm washing the dishes.
What? What?
Please answer the telephone. I'm washing the dishes.
But, Dad, I'm washing my hair.
Mary, Linda, the telephone is ringing. Where are the twins, Mary?
I'm studying. Linda's watching TV.
Linda?
I'm watching the baseball game, Dad.
Well, I'm washing the dishes. So, someone answered the telephone.
Exercise 2. Listen to the dialogue again and write down in the blanks what the children are doing when the telephone rings.
Dad? Dad?
What is it, Keith? I'm washing the dishes.
Who's making that noise? I'm writing a term paper.
John, what's that noise you're making? Your brother is writing a term paper.
Gee whiz, Dad. I'm building a rocket for school. I'm showing it in science class tomorrow. Well, I'm trying to write my term paper.
Oh, darn it. The phone is ringing. Lisa, Lisa, please answer the telephone. I'm washing the dishes.
What? What?
Please answer the telephone. I'm washing the dishes.
But, Dad, I'm washing my hair.
Mary, Linda, the telephone is ringing. Where are the twins, Mary?
I'm studying. Linda's watching TV.
Linda?
I'm watching the baseball game, Dad.
Well, I'm washing the dishes. So, someone answered the telephone.
This is the end of Lesson 6.